Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Bet Sweats on the Radio.com app, live weekdays, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. You can watch us, radio.com/BetSweats. Tell a friend, follow us on Twitter at BetSweats. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, also radio.com. Bet Sweats on the BetQL audio network. Let's look at some different betting angles for the NFL divisional round. Again, we are just 2 days away from the first two games. It's funny how the games are split up. Saturday certainly looks like a teaser day. I think that's going to be the popular way a lot of people attack this. But Eli is wondering, Ross, what we're thinking about the totals and the numbers over at PointsBet. So your Saturday games, we start off with the Rams and Packers. That is at 45.5. It's ticked down one full point. Baltimore, Buffalo, 50. Holding steady all week. Cleveland, Kansas City on Sunday. It is up to 57. The highest total of the week by far. That has gone up 1 point this week. And the final game of the weekend, it's also gone up a point. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, that sits at 52. Any of the totals appealing to you, Ross Tucker?
Well, the one that, you know, I'll just go through them. You know, Rams, Packers. I think, have we checked the weather? Do we know the weather there yet, Joe?
I'll check the latest on that because, yeah, that can change from early in the week. But now we're just 2 days out. You might have a decent idea of what's going on there. And that, yeah, that's something that you want to check. In all
right,
games,
right. So as you check that,
yeah,
I would just say, you know, I went under on 43 last week for Seattle and the Rams. Mm-hmm. And Green Bay's offense is a lot better than Seattle's offense. So I guess I feel like it's hard to go under on 45.5 if I went under on 43, you know, end up going 50. They're really only giving the Packers 2.5 points. Versus the Seahawks. You know, if you're looking at it like a look-ahead line, so to speak, right? 43. Now, I know the number got down to 42 last week, but I had gotten at 43. I guess I like the over. I mean, part of me sits here and thinks, oh, yeah, it'll be, you know, 24-20 at max. But I don't know, man. I mean, my initial instinct would be the under, but just comparing, if you're just looking for line value compared to last week, if it was 43 and then 42 for Seattle, I think that Green Bay's offense is a lot better than Seattle's.
All right, let's say we have a blowout. We're probably looking towards the under, right, on the Green Bay side. So let's say they win the game by a couple of scores. Would you say you would lean under in a situation like that?
No, I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Look, I do think that there's a possibility for it being a 24-20 type of game, and that's under, or even maybe 20-17. I think that that's possible. That's what I thought it would be last week. And, you know, Demaryius Williams had that lucky interception. Not lucky. Let me take that back. Had that defensive touchdown, which is rare, you know, where it wasn't luck at all. It was great preparation by Demaryius, and he jumped the route and he got it. But there were a bunch of things that happened last week, Joe, to make that over go over, right? I mean, first of all, he had the defensive touchdown, which is a rarity. From midfield, by the way. From midfield defensive touchdown. That's number one. Number two, you had the kickers, like, were making – they were both, like, dropping bombs. Like, I mean, the Seahawks guy, I think, made a couple from over 50. The Rams guy, I mean, they were making all their kicks. And then late in the game, it's still 23-13, and the under's going to hit, and Reed for the Seahawks muffs a punt at his own 25, which gets the Rams the touchdown to go up 30-13, at which point it would have been a push for me. So there's a lot that happened for that game to go over last week. I think it's a pretty good number. I'm conflicted on it. I feel like you're getting value taking the over because it's Packers and not Seattle, but I can absolutely see it going under. I don't bet a lot of totals anyway, Joe,
Sure.
And when I do, I'm usually wrong. I don't do as well on totals as I do on sides or teasers. But that's my reaction would be you're getting value if you take the over Packers versus Seattle. Mm-hmm. But I could still very easily see it going under.
Okay, sure. And the weather for Saturday, so we're talking about late afternoon to early evening, Saturday day, it's going to be right around freezing. Winds not too crazy, so I don't know that it's going to be that cold. But it'll be right around freezing there. The wind about 10, 12 miles per hour. The move is significant. When you're talking about going from 46.5 down to 45.5, you could get screwed there if you are taking the under there at 45.5. One of the narratives you're going to hear about, you've already heard about, is about Goff is going to shudder in the cold weather. Something we've seen almost all year, Ross, is Green Bay gets out ahead in the first half, and then they're going to kind of slow it down a little bit in the second half. They got to keep their foot down, man. And they keep talking about it too. So I can't wait to see what they end up doing. If that's the situation, like we've seen it again and again, they'll go up three scores in the first half. First drive of the game, you're going to see Davante Adams touchdown. How many times have we seen that this year? They'll go up big, and then they'll just kind of ease back. And then they're not scoring at the same rate in the second half. And then what do you know, at the end, it could come under.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is why it's hard. This is why I'm hot. This is why you're not. You remember that song? This is why I'm hot.
And you're not.
I'm hot. You ain't because you're not. Yeah. So this is why it's hard. This is why betting's tough. This is why they do a good job setting the numbers. Honestly, dude, this is wagertainment. We try to give. Wow. Just look at the bottom of the screen, Joe.
What did it say? We got a ticker here.
Breaking
now?
News, Ross Tucker to launch rap career. That is amazing that we have a ticker at the bottom. Oh, man, that's scary a little bit. But no, this is why it's hard. I mean, look, this is wagertainment. We try to give out winners. We try to give out advice, but we're also trying to make it entertaining. This is one where I could make a compelling argument for the under or the over. I'm ultimately going to side with the over. Here's why, Joe.
Okay.
I think the Rams are going to be able to run the ball. The Packers, everybody can run the ball on the Packers. So I think the Rams are going to be effective running the football with Cam Akers. And I do not think Aaron Donald is going to be as effective as he normally is. That rib cartilage is a bitch, man. Torn rib cartilage, I don't care what he says. Maybe they shoot it up with something and he comes out and plays like a madman. I don't know. But I find it hard to believe the Packers don't end up getting 27. The Rams get 20. So I would lean more to the over.
Was that from Teen Witch, that song? What was that song from? Yeah.
I don't know what movie it's from. I just remember being on the radio. And I remember my wife and I still say to each other sometimes, I don't know why, you ain't because you not.
It's the song is Top That, right?
I don't know what it's called. It's probably like MIS or MSI or something.
No,
like
that. It's This Is Why I'm Hot by Mims, MIMS, like Denzel Mims.
Okay.
This is why I'm hot by Mims.
It was like top five in 2006.
This is why I'm hot.
See, we were thinking about two different songs. I was thinking from like a 90s. I think it was a movie or TV show where the kids, they would sing, I'm hot and you're not. If you want to top me, you better top that. Top that. It was just some like battle rap song in high school. Okay.
I don't remember that. I'm definitely thinking of what Dylan said.
Okay.
And Dylan's all over it. Dylan evidently knows rap, Knicks and Dolphins. Those are the three things in Dylan's world. And people that played high school sports in his hometown. That's it.
And Dylan will not say he didn't have any money. So he to play high school sports.
Right. Dylan's not an excuse maker, which I like. Dylan admits what he is.
All right, let's go to the nightcap on Saturday. Baltimore, Buffalo. Ross, if I had to pick a game of the four here where I would place a wager on the total. And like you, I don't spend as much time handicapping totals, so keep that in mind. But I obviously lean Baltimore based on the way I'm leaning on the total. It's interesting because this is the one of the four that has not budged all week, sitting at 50 over at PointsBet. But the Ravens and the way they've controlled the game over the last month and a half, the amount of rushing yards, I'm leaning that way. 3-1-1 their last five playoff games. It's funny, like lately, Baltimore's been the under team and Buffalo's been the over team. So kind of like how you handicap the winner of this game or the team that's going to cover the spread is probably the way you're going to lean with the total. But I would lean to under 50 in this spot. How about you, Ross?
You know, I've been saying all week, Joe, that I feel like this is a 27-24 type of game.
Yeah. That was last week's score with the Bills.
Right. That said, I don't really see it going higher than that. So I guess what I'm saying is I would lean under as well. You know, I would lean under as well because I don't really see it going higher than that. The Ravens, surprisingly to me, only scored 20 points against that god-awful Titans defense. Now, the Bills defense wasn't great last week. But still, I think they're better than the Titans defense. So I think under is where I would lean as well and think, you know, if it gets to 27-24, okay, you lose. But pretty much anything under that, you win, which I think it could easily be 24-23, 27-20, you know, a bunch of those different types of scores. So I think I feel better about this one than Packers-Rams in staying the under.
Yeah, I would.
I don't see the Ravens putting up. I mean, I think it ends up being 24-21 in that range.
Yeah, I agree with everything you had to say there. The weather, it sounds similar to the Green Bay area, around freezing for the temps, wind 10 to 12 miles per hour. That's the expectation right now. Of course, it might dip down as we get into the second half of the game there. But I would definitely lean under. What about on Sunday? Now we're getting into the two highest totals of the weekend. And the first one Sunday will be Cleveland and Kansas City. The total is at 57. I know this number looks so high, but I certainly understand why. People just saw the Browns score a billion points. They also gave up a ton. And then you've got Pat Mahomes on the Chiefs side. It's fascinating, Ross. Now, Cleveland has had their number of games where they were very low-scoring games. But remember, those are bad weather games. What's in our mind with Cleveland? How about what we saw last week with that high-scoring game against Pittsburgh? And there are also some games. Okay, the Baltimore matchup, 89 points. Tennessee, 76 points. Dallas early in the year, 87 points. People remember that. So I understand why this total is so high. But for me, even though it's Mahomes, I'm going under or I'm not touching it.
It's a lot of points. I mean, that's a lot of points. I mean, you're talking 30-27. It's got to be at least over 30-27 for you to win.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're thinking both teams get in the 30s? That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Especially when you consider the spread is 10 points. I don't know how you get there unless you think the Chiefs are scoring 35 and the Browns are 25. You know, then you get there. But that I'm just not so sure about. I would take the under as well. The Chiefs have not been firing on all cylinders on offense as of late. The Browns, I think, personally, are going to try to really run the ball a lot in this game. So this is another one where I would go under. I'll just say this, though, Joe.
Yeah.
Unders have not been the place to be this year. I mean,
Saturday, overs were 3-0 last Saturday.
Right. So, you know, you almost feel stupid this year taking a bunch of unders, but I'm with you. This is another one where my natural inclination would be the under. My natural thought would be I'm taking the under on this one and thinking that they won't get there. I mean, let's put it this way. I'm not taking the over. I'm not doing it. You know, no. I'm not – maybe it goes over, but I'm not going to do that. I'd rather take my chance with the under and feel like this will be 27-24, 31-20. I mean, 31-24, you're still hitting the under there. That's a lot. So I would say under.
I'm not going to bet it going in, but if we have a slow start, Ross, and then the live total starts coming down, I could see myself jumping on that or betting a second half over. I'd be willing to do that depending on the game script we have, but that's tough to project right now. But, you know, Cleveland-Pittsburgh, I jumped on that over at halftime. The second half was 23.5, and you could see, okay, the Steelers are going to start to score some points. They're at least going to make some sort of a game of it. So I bet on the over, and that thing hit like very early in the fourth quarter. So maybe you have a situation like that. Here's the one that I don't really like at all. The last game, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, total of 52. So in their first matchup, it was 34-23, 57 points scored. In the second matchup, middle of the season, the Sunday night football route, only 41 points scored. So you have one that went over and one that went well under, 52. Anything here? I got nothing.
I'm not sure about this. I'd probably go under again. I mean, watching the Saints against the Bears, even watching Brady against the Washington, Saints defense is much better. I'd probably go under again. I mean, this feels like 24-20. I mean, even 27-24, you're still not hitting the over.
Yeah.
So this is another under for me. I'm going to go on record now as under in these last three games. I'll go over on Green Bay, which is a lock that Green Bay goes under and the other three go over. But I'm feeling under on these three, Joe.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm under on the first three, the two AFC games, and the Rams-Packers. That's a slight lean on the under there. This is the one I really don't have much of opinion. Ross, a low-scoring game would not surprise me. And if they were to fly over 52, we have a high-scoring affair back and forth. That really wouldn't surprise me all that much. Tough to get a read on this one. But in the end, we're talking about a couple of, as far as DVOA, two top five defenses. Probably something we're not talking enough about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, two top five defenses, 52 is a pretty high total, man.
Yep.
For two top five defenses, this is probably the one I feel the best about on the under, actually. I don't think they get there. I don't think it gets there.
Eli was wondering if we were to do a two team money line dog parlay, what would we do? I think it's pretty obvious. Just from a betting perspective, why would you throw Cleveland in a parlay if you think they're going to shock everyone? Wouldn't you just take the plus 380 and say, I'm cool, and if I hit that, I don't want another team to screw that up? And you could say the same thing for the Rams. That's a nice price at plus 240 if you think they're going to waltz into Green Bay and pull off the victory there. So I would just take those prices. Those are some nice ones. I think if you're doing Moneyline Dog Parlay, the only way to go is Baltimore-Tampa if you like those sides.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And by the way, I like both those teams who went outright. I like both those money lines.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you that much right now. So, I mean, we'll make our official plays tomorrow show, but I like those money lines. Plus 125 for Baltimore, plus 140 for the Bucks. What do you think it would be for a parlay, Joe?
I actually put that into points bet, and we are at plus 440. So that would pay better than the Cleveland winning outright.
Not an official play by me. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I do too.
By the way, we got some like breaking news while we're recording this, Joe.
What do we have?
Urban Meyer's head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What do you think?
I think he is going into one of the best situations anybody's ever gone into. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, rookie contract, you know, all those draft picks from the trades they've made. Some talented young players, oodles of salary cap space. If he was ever going to do it, now would be the time.
Okay. You're right about all that. The vacancy at head coach made it so appealing there. And he's going back down to Florida. That's not bad for the family. All that money to spend. The only hesitation I would have, and this is probably what took so long for Herb to make a decision, is I would be a little concerned. And we'll see how much power he ends up getting. And I'm sure that's what they were going back and forth about. But the comments from Khan about the football decisions and his role, it's like, oh, he seems like he's an owner that might want to meddle a lot.
Right. But I don't know. I mean,
he's going to get paid.
I'm sure they worked that part of it out. And what do you guys say in Chicago? You're probably saying you wish the owners would meddle more, right? You wish the owners were more involved.
Not after watching an hour and a half press conference yesterday. They're clueless.
That press conference was not very well received.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch it, but just following it along on Twitter, people did not seem to be very happy about it.
Uh-uh. Imagine my timeline following mostly Chicago people. It happened in the second hour of the show yesterday. Like it was blowing up. And yeah. I'm going to have to go back because I've got a show tonight and watch the entire thing. I got all the key quotes and I really don't want to go back, but I'm going to have to. Yeah. You know how we always say it starts at the top? Yeah. I mean, it's evident here in Chicago. Like you feel more trust in the head coach and general manager than their bosses. Let's put it that way. And that's how it's always been here.
Yep, seems like it.
Yeah. So, Eli, you want us to keep it moving? I know you had some player props that you want us to discuss. You want us to hit that later in the show? Yeah, your mic's not on.
Why don't we do player props? new setup. New setup.
Unmute yourself, buddy.
Yeah, new setup. Dylan could do that for me, but hey, you know, not going to ask too much of Dylan.
Another bus toss.
Exactly. We'll do not it after Brinson.
Not going to ask too much of Dylan. Let me criticize him for not doing his job first.
Okay. Hey, I will give Dylan credit. The guy's
what the hell was that? how do I get blamed here?
Yeah, I'm not throwing too much blame your way. He did stay up from for a couple hours last night working with Curlew from IT for Entercom to get this set up. So we appreciate all of his hard efforts.
So the reward is ripping him on the air.
Yeah, of course. He could take it.
Okay. Thank you, Eli. Good stuff from Eli.